Today, a petition was filed with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights for the unlawful detention and torture of José Padilla, a U.S. citizen who was detained and interrogated inside the United States for almost 4 years. The petition was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union and Yale Law School's Lowenstein International Human Rights Clinic on behalf of Padilla and his mother, Estella Lebron. Jamil Dakwar, director of the ACLU's Human Rights Program, says Lebron found it necessary to go to an international tribunal because all her attempts to get justice for her son in U.S. courts have failed.
And so she's left with bringing a case before the Inter-American Commission and holding the U.S. accountable to its human rights obligation, in particular the right to effective remedy, the right to access to courts. José Padilla's mother and his case to clear his name as enemy combatant have been denied and dismissed in U.S. courts based on qualified immunity grounds that was given to former Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. The court found that there were no clear laws or clearly established rules against his mistreatment at the time when he was detained back in 2002, so they couldn't find the former secretary personally accountable for the mistreatment and for designating José Padilla as enemy combatant.
Does this have any bearing on the claimed authority by the Obama administration to detain people under the authorization of military force, particularly American citizens, as it's been argued in the NDAA and now the revised NDAA under the Feinstein Amendment?
That's a different authority, at least the way that the Obama administration has clarified its position on it. This one was based on the Bush administration decision to take José Padilla from a civilian jail in New York and secretly transport him to a naval base in Charleston, South Carolina, and declaring him an enemy combatant, essentially stripping him of his constitutional rights to access courts, to access attorneys. He was denied access to an attorney. He was harshly interrogated for months, and he was held for 43 months without charge. So that in of itself is a clear violation of not only the U.S. Constitution, but international law. And this is the first opportunity to examine this regime that was used by the Bush administration following 9/11. And the Inter-American Commission will ask the U.S. government to file a response to the petition. It will be the first time that the commission will hear a case like this brought on behalf of an American citizen. There are other cases, some of them are still pending before the commission, but are mostly brought on behalf of non-citizens who were held either in Guantanamo, tortured in Guantanamo and other locations like in Iraq and Afghanistan. So obviously the ban against torture and indefinite detention and arbitrary detention is a universal one. There's no distinction should be made between citizens and non-citizens. And this will be another opportunity for the commission and for the United States to clear its position with regard to this abusive treatment that took place between 2002 and until he was transferred back again to the Justice Department to be prosecuted under terrorism charges in court in Florida.
How has the Justice Department justified his detention under those conditions, regardless of any suits against Rumsfeld personally or in his capacity of Secretary of Defense? What reason have they given for their ability to detain anyone under those conditions?
They argued that under the established laws at the time when he was detained, there was an authority to detain him, to declare him enemy combatant, and that obviously determination that was challenged in courts afterwards. And the reason that José Padilla was transferred to a civilian court and was charged is because the Supreme Court was about to hear an appeal on this very issue, and therefore the Justice Department was, under the Bush administration at the time, transferred him back to civilian court. As you may recall, there was another person, El Mari, who was a non-citizen resident in the United States who was also subject to this designation in the United States, and his case was resolved by the Obama administration as part of the first few days in office back in 2009 when he also ordered him basically transferred to the Justice Department, and then his case was subsequently settled. So the case is really about what is the justification. I mean, there's still no clear answer, certainly from the courts, as to total ban on detaining a person like Jose Padilla, who was a U.S. citizen, who was apprehended on U.S. soil, and obviously abusing him and subjecting him to a treatment that amounts to torture during that time. And that is the chance for the Obama administration to come forward before the Inter-American Commission and to make it clear what the law is right now.
The United States has often disregarded adverse decisions in other courts. Is it likely that they will even respond to this proceeding before an international tribunal?
The U.S. government will have to make a decision whether they will continue to disregard these kinds of cases that are filed against the government, or they will take them seriously and they will live up to their promises to respect the independence of the Inter-American Commission and the commitments that were made by the United States under the American Declaration of the Duties and Rights of Man. Although the United States has not ratified the American Convention on Human Rights and is not part of the Inter-American Court of Human Rights, it has been cooperating with the Commission, general hearings, other specific cases. But thus far, with regard to torture and mistreatment of detainees, whether it's Guantanamo or Iraq or secret detention, there are a number of cases that are still pending before the Inter-American Commission, and the U.S. has not yet responded to those petitions. And I think this will be shameful for the United States to continue to be in this position where it will be one of the few countries that are undermining justice. They're undermining the working of this very institution that it is publicly supporting. In fact, the United States pledged or supported the Inter-American Commission by funding it for $1 million last year. So on one hand, it's showing public support, moral support, diplomatic support, but when it comes to the legal issues that are before the Commission, the United States has to do a better job and has to take it seriously. And I think there is a chance that the U.S. continues to ignore those decisions, and there is no legal enforcement mechanism. It is really a moral and political weight that those decisions will have, and it will really affect the standing of the United States in the Organization of American States, because at some point those countries, including close allies to the United States, will also make their opinion clear with regard to the United States' position vis-a-vis the Commission.
Jamil Dakwar is director of the American Civil Liberties Union's Human Rights Project. Jose Padilla is currently appealing a 17-year sentence imposed following his 2007 conviction on terrorism charges that were not the cause of his original arrest. He is currently being held in extreme isolation in a federal supermax prison in Colorado.